Closed. I said the bank is closed.
I got something for you.
State your business.
Well, I've come to put money in the bank, not take it out.
I told you
the bank's closed. They usually are just when I need them the most. Say, aren't you Mr. Bates?
I am.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you after hours, but would you put this in the safe for me? Be glad to pay you a service charge.
What is it?
$15,000.
How did you get $15,000 in the middle of the night?
Faith, Mr. Bates, in the friendly laws of probability. Poker. Would you deposit it for me? Receipt?
What's your name?
Brett Maverick.
Mr. Maverick, no banker gives a man a receipt for money until he's counted it. Not if he expects to remain a banker for very long. I'll get you a receipt. There you are.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm sorry to bother you while you're working.
It's quite all right. There'll be no service charge. Good night.
Night.
Bank's closed.
I'd like to draw a couple of thousand on money.
Well, now, I thought I knew all of our depositors. But your face isn't familiar to me.
Maverick. The man that left $15,000 with you last night? Well, maybe you'll remember this. It has your signature on it.
I've never seen that or you in my entire life, and I certainly don't know what you're talking about.
You not only saw it, you signed it. On second thought, I think I'll take the whole $15,000. I have a coffee can in my hotel room where I think it might be safer.
Something wrong here?
I haven't the slightest idea, Ben. Maybe you can make more out of what he's saying than I can.
I'm Ben Granville, co-owner of the bank.
I deposited $15,000 in your bank last night, Mr. Granville. I got this receipt from Bates for it.
Well, I'm sorry, but this was not signed by Mr. Bates. That's his name, but it's certainly not his signature.
This is my signature, not that scrawl you showed me. That isn't even an official bank receipt. I don't know what you're trying to bring off, but you won't get away with it.
Now I know why you didn't insist on a service charge. You owe me $15,000, Mr. Bates. Before I leave Sunny Acres, you're going to give it to me.
That fellow is up to something. Warren, go get the sheriff. Tell him I want to see him.
This is the man, Sheriff. At least a dozen people heard him.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bates. Good to see you again. Hello, Sheriff.
Your name, Maverick?
That's right, Brett Maverick. You know, we met in the saloon.
Shh. Mr. Bates tells me that you made certain threats of bodily harm to him. Is that right?
Why, there's no truth in that at all, Sheriff. I'm surprised at you, Bates.
If this was a private matter, I'd take care of you myself. But you got half the town believing that I stole money from you.
Well, now that's strange. I haven't spoken to anyone but you about it. Besides, all I said was he owes me $15,000 and I'd be staying in Sunny Acres till I get it.
There. That's all you need, Sheriff. The accusation of theft. That's slander.
Maybe it is. That ain't no jail offense. I ain't heard him say nothing, but you owe him $15,000. But we like to have things pleasant at Sunny Acres, Mr. Maverick. And being that you're a transient anyway, maybe you'd just as soon pack up your things and mosey on. You don't live here, no reason for you to stay.
I do live here, Sheriff. I just paid 2 weeks in advance on my hotel room. I like Sunny Acres.
Well, I can't run you out of town for doing nothing. But let me give you fair warning. If anything happens to Mr. Bates, and I mean anything at all, you're the man I'll be looking for. You understand me?
I'll just be sitting right here on the porch whittling.
Oh, Sheriff, this man is just trying...
Mr. Bates, wonder if I could talk to him alone. What do you got against him?
Well, not a thing, Sheriff. He just owes me $15,000.
Did you say he stole from you?
No, I'm just saying he owes it to me. You know, I did have $15,000 last night. I haven't got it today.
Folks around here got a theory about that. Unwritten rule in poker. Big winner plays until the losers quit. Well, folks figure that you were real anxious to quit while you was $15,000 ahead. And that you cooked up that story about losing the money.
And accused an innocent man of stealing it?
You have a grudge against him for some reason?
Yeah, he might call it that. He owes me $15,000.
Look, mister, for your own good, pack up your things and move out of here. Even if that yarn of yours is true, which it probably ain't, you aren't going to get $15,000 out of Bates. Nobody ever got a nickel out of him, let alone any fool sum like $15,000.
Well, Sheriff, by the time my room rents up, I'll have my $15,000 and be on my way.
All right. You remember what I warned. If anything happens to him, anything at all, you are in trouble no matter what.
Well, then let's both take good care of him, shall we?
Hi, Mr. Maverick. Got your $15,000 yet?
I'm working on it.
Getting anywhere?
It's hard to say, hard to say. I'm working on it.
Mr. Maverick, may I speak to you a moment? My name's Susan Granville. My daddy owns the bank with Mr. Bates, and I've heard all about what you said about Mr. Bates, that he stole $15,000 from you, and you intend to get it back from him before you leave Sunny Acres? Well, what I'm trying to say is, I believe you. If you say Mr. Bates stole $15,000 from you, well, I think it's probably true because, well, I don't think he's a very honest man, and I'd be very happy if you could get your $15,000 back from him, but you don't seem to be doing anything about it but just sitting here rocking and whittling.
Well, I'm thinking, too. That's important.
Well, what I mean to say, or to ask, is there anything I can do to help?
Just because you don't like Mr. Bates?
Well, no, it's more important than that. You see, my daddy doesn't trust Mr. Bates very much, and several months ago he made him an offer. He told Mr. Bates that he'd buy him out for $30,000, or Mr. Bates could buy him out for $30,000. Either way. And, well, since Mr. Bates didn't take Daddy up on his offer, we're sure that he intends to do the buying. And if he really did steal $15,000 from me, well, that's just going to make it all the sooner and the easier for him to do it.
That sounds logical.
And, Mr. Maverick, this town needs my daddy in that bank, and, well, I think my daddy needs the bank, too. I just think it'd be a terrible thing if Mr. Bates bought him out.
Well, I'm working on it.
Whittling?
And thinking.
Well, Mr. Maverick, if you need any help, anything at all, I hope you'll remember me.
Susan, I'll never forget you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Maverick.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bates.
You think you've got me worried with this little maneuver, sitting here whittling, watching the bank?
Well, I hadn't given it much thought. Do I?
Sorry, no. And let me add a little warning. I carry a gun. And I haven't had a real good fight since I got to be a banker. I'm kind of looking forward to whatever you have in mind.
Now, how will a fight get me back my $15,000?
It won't. Got any other way in mind?
I'm working on it.
Maverick, you're a real clown. Sonny Acres hasn't had such a belly laugh since Eddie Foy was here 2 years ago.
Well, it's nice to know I'm bringing a little sunshine into people's lives. You gotta try it yourself sometime. Good afternoon, Mr. Bates.
Hey, Maverick. You got your $15,000 out of him yet?
I'm working on it, folks. I'm working on it.
Ha, 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 ha,
Evening.
Evening.
I was wondering, is that by any chance going to be a wolf?
Yeah, I'm not sure myself, Mr. Granville.
Mind if I sit down?
No, please do.
Did the bank look any different to you today, Mr. Maverick?
No, should it?
It became the sole property of your friend Bates today.
He bought me out. Some time ago, I offered him a deal.
Yeah, your daughter was telling me about it. He gave you $30,000? In cash?
Yeah. Is there any way we can prove that $15,000 of that came from me?
I'm afraid not. My former partner paid $7 for the suit he's wearing this season, and he lives in the cheapest boarding house in town. He has no family, and I've never known him to have a generous impulse. I'm afraid there's no way we could prove that he hadn't accumulated $30,000 quite legitimately. No. Well, the real reason I came by was to tell you, now that I'm free to, that I believe you. And in a way, I feel responsible. Your money was misappropriated while I was still with the bank.
Well, thanks, but Mr. Bates owes me the $15,000.
Mr. Bates isn't only dishonest, he's tough, shrewd, and intelligent. Do you really think you're going to get that money back from him?
Well, as I've been saying all week, I'm working on it.
And as my daughter Susan kept asking all week, how? We've decided you're not planning to rob the bank.
Sunny Acres. Coach stops overnight. You're looking at the best hotel in town.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I may be stopping over for a week.
Fred Wiggins, at your service. I'll take that hurt. Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Maverick. Still working on it?
Yep, still working on it.
Excuse me, sir. Sunny Acres Flour Mill. Could you tell me how to find it?
Good, mister, but it wouldn't do you much good. Mill's been closed down for over a year.
I know, but I'm interested in it just as it stands.
Sure enough now? Well, you take the East Road out of town. Stay on it for about a half a mile. It's on the right out there. Can't miss it.
And if you want a horse, there's a stable just down yonder.
Well, thanks very much.
Evening, Maverick. Still spreading sunshine?
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Ecclesiastes 11:1.
Mr. Mansfield, I'm sorry to disturb you at your dinner, but I'm John Bates, owner of the Sunny Acres Bank. I'd like to welcome you to our city.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Bates. I feel quite flattered. Won't you sit down? Would you care to join me for dinner?
Thank you. No.
Waiter, another glass for Mr. Bates, please. You have a fine little town here, sir. It's got a great future.
Well, we think so. Mr. Mansfield, I won't try to deceive you. I had two reasons for coming here tonight. The first was to make you feel welcome and to offer my services.
Thank you.
The second was to ask what your interest is in the Sunny Acres Flour Mill.
How did you know about that, sir?
Well, you weren't trying to make much of a secret of it.
No, I guess I wasn't.
It's a banker's business to know what goes on in his own town. Especially in a case like this, the bank has a lien on the property and controls any sale of it.
Obviously, you're the type of man who likes to get to the heart of things. It's a good business, Mr. Bates.
For both of us.
I did look over the mill, and I'll be as direct with you as you've been with me. I'd be interested in hearing the asking price.
Do you plan to operate it yourself?
Oh, no. I represent a group of British financiers with heavy commitments in Wyoming cattle lands and Nevada mining properties. They'd like to be more broadly diversified, so they commission me to invest for them in other kinds of enterprises in the West. Their optimism about the future of the American West is fantastic, Mr. Bates. It's a wonderful thing to behold.
Well, of course they couldn't be more right. Are you prepared to make an offer on the mill?
I'm prepared to hear one from you.
I see. Well, there is a price on the property. $100,000.
That's out of the question, sir. I just can't agree it's worth that.
That means you've been doing some close thinking about its value. Right, Mr. Mansfield?
I can see you're not one to be easily fooled. And of course, you are right again. I did have a price in mind, one I feel my principals would accept.
Yes?
$75,000.
You have a deal, Mr. Mansfield.
By George, you're a man after my own heart. I can't remember when I've transacted a business deal more pleasantly or quickly. I'll draw up a full report on the mill tomorrow, send it off by telegraph, and we'll get an answer in a day or so. Tomorrow evening, Mr. Bates, you will be my guest here for dinner. 7 o'clock, all right with you?
Just fine.
Then maybe you could tell our readers how you...
quote me as follows, Mr. Hibbs. I'm working on it.
Nothing else? Well, Mr. Watts, he's the editor of the Sunny Acre Sentinel. He asked me to find out how you...
Not today.
Is whittling your hobby?
No. Money.
Morning, Henry. Morning, Maverick.
Morning, Sheriff. You look like a man with a burden.
I am. You. Run along, Henry.
Oh, but I'm interviewing...
Run along, Henry. Folks around here tell me that you're a real comical fella. I ain't had no laughs out of you at all. You got 3 more days left on that 2 weeks' room rent. You aiming to leave when that's up?
I said I was.
Without your $15,000?
I didn't say that. I'll have my $15,000, Sheriff.
How? What you got in mind?
Well, I'm not quite sure about that. But I'm working on it.
That all you got to say?
That's all.
If only you'd give me some reason to run you out of town. But I'm keeping an eye on you. And just you remember that warning. It goes double now.
Mr. Mansfield. Bartley. May I ask you a personal question?
Of course, John.
Has something gone wrong? You haven't had bad news from your principals, have you?
Now what makes you ask that?
Well, you were feeling fine this afternoon, but now you seem to be worried about something. Preoccupied.
My apologies, John. I have been rude. All my life I've worked on a salary. Oh, living well, but getting nowhere. Now I finally got the opportunity every man looks for right in the palm of my hand. Within a few weeks, I'll begin to accumulate my own capital. I'm afraid the delay's a little nerve-wracking. Please forgive me.
You're coming into some money?
No, I'll be earning the money. In every man's lifetime, he gets one big opportunity. And I feel fortunate that mine is coming while I'm in the prime of life.
What sort of an opportunity?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you that. It's a highly confidential matter.
I see.
But you had a hand in it. You see, all I'm waiting for is my commission on the flour mill deal. $7,500. I'm going to take that $7,500 and within a few weeks, at least $1,000,000.
Bartley, I don't know what you have in mind, but as a banker, let me warn you. There's no way in the world a man can take $7,500 and turn it into $1,000,000 in a few weeks.
John, if it wasn't so confidential, I'd tell you all about it just to prove how wrong you are.
I'm your banker, at least for the moment I am. And I think that... No, I know that you need some cool-headed banker's counsel.
Counsel?
The West is full of clever confidence men. Thieves is a better word. Now, I'm not trying to press you, but I think it would be wise if you told me what you had on your mind. Let me advise you. After all, if you can't trust your banker, Bartley, who can you trust?
Will you give me your word you'll never repeat what I tell you? And you'll never act on it. At least not without my permission.
That goes without saying.
Have you heard of the Nevada Empress Silver Mine?
Oh, of course. It's a worthless mine. At least the stocks are worthless.
Correct. The stock is worthless. But my principals own the Britannia mine located next to the Empress. A month ago, their geologist reported two of the most valuable veins had faulted and now lie inside the claim area of the Empress. My principals commissioned me to buy up, gradually and quietly, all of the Empress stock I could get. As a protection for themselves and, of course, as an incentive to me, they agreed to allow me to buy the stock with my own funds. And they made arrangements with a brokerage house in Denver to buy the stocks from me at $1 a share. You've heard of the firm Schaefer, Hill, and Ferris?
The largest brokerage firm in Denver.
Know anything about Ralph Schaefer? Ever meet him?
Don't know a thing about him.
He's a personal friend of mine. Well, that's it in a nutshell, John. I believe I can buy literally hundreds of thousands of shares of Nevada Empress stock for only a few cents a share and sell them at a guaranteed $1 a share. Can you see the possibilities? Why, they're unlimited.
Well, the story sounds good, but there's a flaw in it somewhere. It's too good to be true. Well, I'd stay away from it just on principle.
Well, as my old father used to say, there are times when a man must rise above principle.
Well, I doubt if this is the time.
John, can you get away from the bank for a few hours tomorrow and ride up to Denver with me?
Why?
There's a widow there named Carrie Watson. Has 15,000 shares of Nevada Empress. She's on my confidential list of stockholders. If I'm lucky, I'll be able to buy her stock with what cash I have on hand and show you this is no pipe dream.
I thought you had to wait for your commission money.
Not if I can buy her stock for 5 cents a share or less. If she wants any more than that, I'll have to wait.
I'll get right to the point, Mrs. Watson. I'd be interested in purchasing your Nevada Empress stock.
Why? Well, has the stock suddenly become valuable?
No, I'm afraid it hasn't.
Oh, well, you know, I've never been much of a businesswoman. I guess I've always held to the belief that honesty is the best policy. I think it's only fair to tell you that I tried to sell that stock just a few days ago, and I found, as I've found every time in the past, that it's worthless. No one would pay me half a cent for it.
We know that, Mrs. Watson. But you see, I happen to be a speculator. I buy up worthless stock in the hope that some of them will become valuable. Oh, it's a risky business, but sometimes we show a good profit. Mm. I'd be willing to pay you as high as, say, 5 cents a share.
Oh, well, that would be $750.
That's right.
Oh, well, I never expected to come into that much money all of a sudden.
Well, it's yours right now, madam. I have it with me.
I don't know. I'm not sure I should.
Why not?
Well, it's dishonest. I mean, the stock isn't worth anything.
Well, that's the risk we take, Mrs. Watson.
Well, it almost seems as though I'm cheating you, but I'll sell.
We certainly admire your honesty and forthrightness. Thank you very much. And I hope neither of us will ever regret this little business transaction.
Well, I'm sure I won't. And thank you, sir.
Good day, Mrs. Watson.
Good day, Mrs. Watson.
Good day, gentlemen.
Whoops, I forgot my hat, John. I'll be right back. Excuse me, I forgot my hat, Mrs. Watson. Haven't changed, have you, Samantha, love? I had a feeling you wouldn't quite manage to slip 600 back into my pocket. There's only 3 here.
Oh, Bart, I'm sorry, but you know I had to count it so quickly I couldn't let him notice, and I guess I made a teensy mistake.
The other 300, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me if Mr. Schaefer is in his downstairs office right now?
What? What was that?
I was wondering about Mr. Schaefer. Is he downstairs here or up in his private office?
Never in his downstairs office this time of the afternoon. Too much noise around here. Much too much noise. Saw him go out about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, thank you very much.
building must belong to the brokerage firm. I thought they just had the bottom floor.
Oh, they do. Ralph rents this private office just to get away from the confusion.
Yes?
Is Mr. Schaefer in?
He's quite busy.
Would you tell him that Mr. Mansfield is here?
Mansfield! Come in, come in.
Ralph, how are you?
How are you, Bartley?
Mr. Bates, Mr. Schaefer.
How do you do, Mr. Schaefer?
How do you do, Mr. Bates? Oh, you can transcribe the rest of those notes downstairs, Miss Fields, and have Ferris get that telegram off to New York immediately.
Yes, Mr. Schaefer. And what about the Ogden deal?
Oh, I'll take care of that myself later. Well, gentlemen, sit down. Sit down. What can I do for you? Cigar?
Ah, I've got some good news. I managed to get hold of 15,000 shares of Nevada Empress mining stock today.
Mansfield, wasn't that matter supposed to be highly confidential?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ralph. I didn't mention that Mr. Bates is my banker. Naturally, I've confided in him.
I see.
After all, Mr. Schaefer, if you can't trust your banker, who can you trust?
Of course. But you understand, Mr. Bates, if it ever got out that Mr. Mansfield's principals were acquiring that stock, it'd go sky high. You can see that, can't you?
Of course, yes. Of course.
May I see the certificates? Yes. Very good. Very good. Did you want a draft or cash?
Well, I'll need cash. There's one other person here in Denver who owns some of the stock. In fact, he owns 100,000 shares. On dealings like this, cash makes all the difference.
Yes. Well, then. $1,000? $3,000? $4,000? 5,000? 6,000? 7,000? 8,000? 9,000? 10,000? 11,000? 12,000? 13,000? 14,000? And 15,000? There you are, Bartley.
Thank you, Ralph.
15,000 shares at $1 a share. $15,000. By the way, you didn't tell me how much you had to pay for those shares.
If I told you that, Ralph, you wouldn't stay in the brokerage business. I couldn't have that, could I?
Glad you were able to get in on a good thing. Well, gentlemen, I have a busy day ahead of me. Nice to have met you, Mr. Bates.
My pleasure, sir.
I may see you sooner than you expect, Ralph. With this $15,000, I might be able to pick up Callahan's stock.
Callahan?
But he has the 100,000 shares.
The Callahan who owns the Denver Plaza Hotel?
The same.
Oh, I wouldn't be too hopeful about him. Goodbye, Mr. Bates.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my friend Mansfield.
Thank you, Ralph.
I'd never believe it. If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I'd never believe it.
Cindy, you gave rather a good performance, actually.
Thank you. Tell it to Gentleman Jack. He's waiting for us across the street.
Jim. You're about to earn that $10, boy. They're coming down the street in a rig.
Who is it?
Mr. Callahan.
What do you want?
My name is Mike McCool, Mr. Callahan. And speaking as one Irishman to another, I'm in need of a job. I thought you might...
As one Irishman to another, I'm not in need of any help. And if I was, I wouldn't hire another Irishman. And besides, my manager handles employment. No. You'll find the door opens just as easy from this side as it did from the other. Good day, sir.
Oh, boy.
Could you tell me if Mr. Callahan is in today?
Yes, sir, he is. In fact, that's him coming out of his office right now.
Thank you. I beg your pardon.
Yes?
I wonder if we might speak to you, sir.
Sorry, I've got a supper appointment. Got no time to talk to anyone now.
Mr. Callahan.
What I have to say to you, sir, is a matter of great importance.
How's that?
I understand you're the owner of 100,000 shares of Nevada Empress Mining Stock.
Oh, you do, do you? And where do you understand that from?
I'm a speculator. I make it my business to know these things.
And what else might you be knowing about me?
I know you're a good businessman, Mr. Cal.
If I were a good businessman, I wouldn't be holding 100,000 shares of that stock.
Then you'll be glad to hear I'm interested in taking it off your hands.
Why? The stock's worthless, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Then why would you be wanting to buy it if it's worthless, absolutely?
I told you, sir, I'm a speculator. Buy up worthless stocks. On the law of averages, some of them eventually prove out.
How much would you be offering?
I was thinking of...
5 cents a share, Mr. Callahan. The stock isn't worth anything, you know.
5 cents a share. I'd paper me wild with this stuff first. And believe me, gentlemen, I got enough to do it.
I was thinking of offering you 10 cents a share. Mr. Callahan, 15 cents?
I check my stocks regularly. If I hadn't just today checked on that one, I'd think something happened to it. I tell you what I'll do, gentlemen. If you want that stock so bad, I'll sell it to you. For 30 cents a share.
I'm sorry, Mr. Callahan, that's out of the question.
Good. That settles that, doesn't it?
Mr. Callahan, I don't have enough money to buy all your shares at 30 cents, but I can buy half. $15,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all or none. If you want the 100,000 shares, I'll sell them to you. 30 cents a share. But I'm not interested in selling just half.
How long will you keep that offer open?
Till the end of the week.
What are you going to do if you can't get the money by the end of the week?
I'll have it. Well, a commission on a flour mill sale. Plus a commission they still owe me on another deal, and I'll have more than enough.
Oh.
Well, back to Sunny Acres, John. $14,250, closer to that million.
Good evening, Mr. Bates.
Evening. Any more profound quotations for me?
Yeah. You can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, and those are very good odds. My old Pappy said that.
Who is that fellow, anyway?
Oh, every town has its odd character. That one's ours. He's harmless.
John?
1 minute.
I just got a telegram. Bad news.
They haven't canceled the stock order.
No, but they don't like the flour mill deal. They don't like the price.
Oh, well, that's no great tragedy. Perhaps 75,000 was a bit generous. Well, offer it to them for 60.
Well, that's fine, but it delays the commission. I won't get the money to buy that stock.
Don't worry about it, Mansfield. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Not a bit. Didn't you ever wonder how I happened to know Nevada Empress stock was worthless?
It's pretty well known.
Not that well known. And I kept trying to remember how I knew, and this morning I got it. We had someone here for collateral 5 years ago.
Ernest Plunkett, Nevada Empress Silver Mine, 40,000 shares.
He has a little rundown farm southeast of town. Well, we could probably pick up his stock on consignment, pay him a few $100s after we collect 40,000 from your friend Schaefer.
Sounds great. It's real lucky, finding 40,000 shares like that.
Yes, well, since I found them, we'll go into this on a 50-50 basis. Well, let's get started.
Where?
Well, Plunkett's farm.
I'd like to change first, John. Stiff collar. It won't take but 5 or 10 minutes.
But partly then.
Hey, now, let me get this straight. You're offering me cash right now for them shares.
No, Mr. Plunkett. After I find a buyer, I'll then give you the cash. Maybe as much as $1,000.
No cash right now.
It'll only be a day or two. After all, if you can't trust your banker, who can you trust?
Darned if I know. Sure is a pity about that stock.
a pity.
Yeah, I ain't got it no more. I give it to my granddaughter when she left for California.
Where in California? California.
Well, she's not there anymore. She's moved up to Oregon somewheres. I ain't heard from her for a couple of years. Oh, say, don't rush off, Mr. Bates. Stay and have some blackberry wine.
We can still buy Callahan shares.
How?
You buy half, I'll buy half. You'll still come out with $50,000 in cash, and I don't mind telling you, you'll be winning a loyal friend.
No. No, John, I don't think so. I'd rather find some other way. Maybe Callahan will extend the time.
You're being hoggish, Mansfield. I was willing to share Plunkett's stock with you.
You don't mean you'd take advantage of my confidence?
I wouldn't have. But now that you're taking this selfish attitude, I might even say greedy, I'm not so sure.
Looks like you're not giving me much choice but to let you come in with me.
I wouldn't have put it that way myself, but I guess that's about it. What about it, Mansfield?
I guess that's how it'll have to be. Well, we might as well get on up to Denver right away.
That's the spirit.
You can come out now.
You did just fine, Mr. Plunkett. That's $100 well earned.
You're sure that stock I got in the house ain't worth nothing?
You can try to sell it anytime you want. My brother bought over 100,000 shares at less than the cost of having some printed. Goodbye, Mr. Plunkett. Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, you'd never seen any $1,000 from your friend Bates.
Oh, yeah. I believe you there, son.
Two more for 10,000 each makes 50,000 shares for the pair of you. And now that that's off, would gentlemen join me for lunch? This is the finest restaurant in Denver, and I can say that with authority. I got two restaurants in my own hotel.
Well, thank you, Mr. Callahan, but we won't be able to join you. You see, we have to...
What do you mean? I'm hungry, aren't you?
No, I'm not hungry, and I do have to get back to the bank. I don't suppose you have to be with me for...
No, I guess I don't, come to think about it. You go on ahead. At least one of us owes it to Mr. Callahan to accept his invitation.
Oh, of course. Mr. Callahan?
Maverick, my boy, did me heart good to see him running for the bait. And all the time thinking he's doing me out of a fortune.
I'm sorry I can't stay for that lunch, Mike, but I've got to get back to Sunny Acres before he does. Will you get that $15,000 back to Dandy Jim for me? And don't forget to thank him for the loan.
Glad to do it, Larry Book. I better show you where to put your horse.
Mr. Schaefer in his office.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes, Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. Schaefer retired 5 years ago, sir. But Mr. Ferris is in.
Retired? Mr. Schaefer's a young man. Not more than 35.
Mr. Schaefer is 81.
Ralph W. Schaefer?
Ralph W. Schaefer.
$15,000. He did it.
I'll let you know where to send my suitcase just as soon as I get settled.
Thank you, Mr. Mansfield. And come again.
Oh, Mr. Mansfield. Excuse me for asking, but there's a rumor going around that the old flour mill might open again. And I was wondering...
Are you Mr. Granville?
Yes, I am.
But I was planning to stop by your place on my way out of town. I don't have time to explain, but I'd suggest you have a quick check made on the bank's funds. You may find Mr. Bates guilty of a slight embezzlement. About $15,000.
Mr. Mansfield, did you ever meet Mr. Maverick?
I'm afraid I don't have time for it right now. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Mystery and Embezzlement by Banker Bates. John Bates, faced with evidence of a $15,000 shortage, today admitted embezzling the money, but refused to state why he had embezzled it or what he had done with the missing bank funds. Mr. Ben Granville, who has resumed the presidency of the bank, was unable to shed any light on the mystery. Allow me, Mr. Maverick.
Thank you, sir.
Remember me, Mr. Maverick? Henry Hibbs of the Sunny Acre Sentinel. I was wondering if you have any statement to make for us.
A statement?
Yes, sir. The stagecoach agent that sold you the ticket, well, he says that you paid for your ticket from a roll of bills that, well, he declares it was at least $15,000.
Well, all right, Henry, I'll give you a statement. I like Sunny Acres, and I'm sorry to be leaving it. But my business is finished here. Bye, folks. Bye, Susan.
Goodbye, Brett.
Mr. Granville?
Goodbye, Mr. Maverick.
Maverick! You ain't leaving this town and you tell me how you done it.
I didn't quite get this finished, but if you have anyone jailed with time on his hands, well, maybe he can finish it for me.
Are you going to answer my question?
Sheriff, it isn't often I can say this. I feel like I'm leaving Sunny Acres a better place than I found it.